This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Mike Haas, Deuce McAllister at the Rouse's, 3461 East Causeway approach in Mandeville. Get a free butterball turkey when you purchase a Hormel Cure 81 ham with a $25 purchase all weekend. Lots going on. Get all of your football goodies, your Pelicans goodies, your high school football, Tulane football, LSU, Saints on Sunday. Happy to have Frank Schwab, NFL writer for Yahoo Sports, joining us. Frank, you're on with Mike Haas and Deuce McAllister. Welcome to the show.
How are you guys doing tonight?
We are doing well. We are feeling very autumnal here in the Gulf South when, you know, it's like 65. And so for us, we feel that's autumnal for us.
Based out here in Colorado, and I'm looking at snow on the ground. We skipped autumn. We went right to winter.
So okay. Well,
good for you guys still being
right. You come to us, and we'll come to you, and we'll get a little bit of both. And we often see Darren Rizzi comes in, new head coach, team plays with a lot of energy, and you know they're able to get a win, probably didn't even play their best football, not even close to their best football, even during the seven-game stretch. But they get the win over the Falcons, stop the stretch, get to 3-7. Cleveland comes in town. I guess the question is, when you see these kind of things happen, can teams generally – the question would be, it's tough to sustain, correct?
It is, but we saw the Raiders do it last year, right? Like, that's the most recent example of, hey, you fire the coach, you go on a different path for whatever reason. I don't think it was as dire with the Raiders, with Josh McDaniels. Like, those guys have quit on him. But I don't – it's just – Dennis Allen, I think everybody kind of knew that it played itself out, to run its course. So Rizzi comes in, totally different energy, as we saw. I'm sure Saints fans have been talking about it all week. He looked like a madman on the sidelines a bit. And maybe they just needed that jolt. I mean, you know, when a team has lost, I believe, a seven in a row, you know, it's hard to get up for game eight, right? So you needed an injection of energy. He did that. Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see if that does continue. And, there's, you know, look, Saints offensive line got healthy, and Derek Carr looked a little more comfortable. And so there were reasons other than just a change in head coach why they might have looked better against the Falcons. But we'll see how it looks the rest of the year. And I think the main question is, you know, going back to the Raiders example, can Rizzi win the job? Like, and I think the answer is yes if they finish well enough. I mean, anybody can if you go on a winning streak here. And you also have to ask the question, is that the best thing for the Saints, or do they need a clean slate? Either way, the Saints are, in a weird way, very interesting down the stretch here, just to see how they react to this coaching change, what the future looks like at the end of the season. Going to be very interesting to see how the Saints play the rest of the season after the coaching change.
Yeah, I think, you know, the question becomes, you know, for the Saints, not only this season, but, you know, as you go into next season and some of those guys that are a part of it, you can move a few of them, but most of the ones that you could move was probably Lattimore. And I think that they got, you know, probably the value, as most value as you were going to get in that situation. Just talk a little bit about that and then, you know, some of the things that they probably need to add to this squad going forward.
Yeah, and I really, truly do think that the Saints, I think they just need to take their medicine and tear it down and start, not start over, but you know what I mean. Get out of this always pushing the cap hits to the future and always seeming to want to load up, trade up in the draft to give away extra draft picks to do that to get a Chris Olave or whatever. But I don't know that they just have that mindset. And I wonder if just a clean sweep is in order. Just get somebody in there who's going to look at it with fresh eyes, say, you know what, yeah, we whatever veterans we can get rid of, we need to do that. Play some younger guys. Because I don't want the Saints to be tricking themselves into thinking they're close to being contenders. I don't think they are, right? I think this team is just, they're maybe good enough to win a bad division if everything breaks right for them. But you want to strive for more than that. I mean, you know that, Deuce. I mean, you're not striving to go 9-8 and win the NFC South. Like, this is something, you know, you want to chase Super Bowls. I just don't think the Saints, as they're constructed right now, can do that. You know, you got a lot of stars on that defense who are well beyond 30. Derek Carr's beyond 30, and I don't know if he's really a guy to lead you to a Super Bowl. So I think it might be the best thing for the Saints is, yeah, figure out who you got. Figure out the young guys that you want to keep around, you want to build around, you think can be here for the long haul. Guys like Olave, hopefully he's healthy going forward with the concussions and all. And then everybody else is just kind of expendable, to be honest. And you probably are going to be bad for a year or two. But I think you come out on the other side looking better. That's the way I look at it anyway, that this Saints team needs to get out off of this roller coaster, the merry-go-round of, hey, we're just kind of good enough, but we're not really among the NFL's best teams anymore. I think they just need a different path, to be honest.
Yeah, and I can understand that, but I guess my question goes back, and this is not really even just for the Saints specific. If you're being honest, you probably have five teams that are competing for the Super Bowl, if you're being honest.
Yeah, you're probably right about that.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah, you're probably right about that, and it's tough, and that's why you're right. And it's one of those things where what constitutes a successful season, and I don't buy that if you can't win a Super Bowl, you're not successful. I mean, there's different levels of that. Like, would we say the Buffalo Bills have been a failure the past 5 years because they didn't make a Super Bowl? No, of course not, but they haven't gotten to where they want to go. I just don't like the direction the Saints have been in the last couple of years, where it seems like they're just pushing and pushing and pushing when their ceiling is maybe 10 wins. If everything breaks exactly right, it's 10 wins, but it's probably more like 8 or 9 wins and you hope the Falcons stink and you win a bad division. Like, I just want something better for them. And this gives them a chance. Firing Dennis Allen kind of gives them a chance to reset, look at it and say, what do we want to be going forward? I mean, almost going back way, way back in the day to I believe it was 06 when Peyton and Breeze got there. And, you know, you go on a different path and you end up being a little, at least to feel like you could be a contender if everything breaks right. You're absolutely right about five teams being Super Bowl contenders right now. There's really probably not more than that. But you'd want to at least have that ceiling of everything breaks right. And I just don't see that for the Saints right now. Or the way they're constituted, it's going to take a kind of an upheaval on a lot of levels with the roster, with the front office coaching staff to kind of get to where they want to be.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, and I mean, look, we can agree on, and other people may feel disagree about that. But if you're being honest and you're looking at it objective, if we, and this is not from the Saints, but in that same perspective, would you say this year for the Miami Dolphins was a success?
Up yeah, to this right. Point? Like, I mean, no. I mean, no, you can't. I mean, but part of that, you know, they had the bad injuries and just a couple of breaks. That's the thing about the NFL, and we all know this, is that things go against you.
Yeah, well, and another team, the Dallas Cowboys. Would you put them in the same?
Right.
And you're putting them in the same. But coming into the season, the expectation and the aspirations that both of those teams and franchises had was, I don't want to call it Super Bowl or bust, but it was probably Super Bowl or bust, correct?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, and at least having the hope that, okay, if we don't, you know, the Miami Dolphins lost Tua for a while, and then they lost the first two games he came back, they lost literally on field goals as the time expired. So you look and you say, okay, well, it didn't go our way that way. But if Tua stays healthy, if we catch a couple breaks, we could have been a team that's kind of considered a Super Bowl contender. And I think the Cowboys and Dolphins had that hope coming into the season. Obviously disappointing for sure because of the way things have broke for both of those teams. Two good examples. But I think that at least they had the hope that, hey, if we stay relatively healthy, if we play the best we can, if we catch a couple breaks in close games, we can be one of those teams in the inner circle of Super Bowl contenders where I think that that's all you can ask for. Only one team is the Chiefs, right? You know every single year you're going to be in Super Bowl contention. Everybody else is just hoping to catch that magic season like the Lions are this year. But you have to have the right roster to have that hope coming into the season. And right now, you know, going back to the Saints, I don't think that they could have that hope coming. If they come back with basically the same team for next year, I don't think they have that hope that, hey, if everything breaks right, we could be a Super Bowl contender. And that's where I'd like for them to just go on do something different to try to at least chase one of those magical seasons.
So you brought up Kansas City, which is funny because I was going to bring them up anyway. They play Buffalo this week, 9-0 versus 8-2. I don't give a rat's patoot about the 72 Dolphins. I say the Chiefs just need to go ahead and lose one. They are 9-0. They find a way to win. It ain't pretty. I'm just saying, don't have that on your back for the rest of the way. Just lose to the Bills. Yeah. So you're still going to win your division going away. You're still going to have home field. Although maybe you bring home field back into it. I don't know. I just feel like they have been flirting with a loss for so long. I just feel like it's got to come.
They've been trying to lose. I mean, Todd Bowles goes for two a couple weeks ago on Monday night, or they don't block a field goal at a chip shot by the Broncos, and they're having that loss. I do agree, but not this week because, you brought up the records. If the Bills win this game at home and they're favored, they're one game back in the loss column behind the Bills or behind the Chiefs, and they would have the head-to-head tiebreaker. And the Chiefs can win in Buffalo. There's no question about that, but if you're the Bills, you absolutely want that game in Buffalo. You don't want to have to go to Arrowhead. So I think it's a huge game. Either the Bills are three games back and the Bills have the tiebreaker, or they're one game back and they have the tiebreaker with an easier schedule down the stretch. So huge, huge game in the AFC playoff picture. I don't disagree with you. I think the pressure of going undefeated in a regular season is just not something you want to deal with. Yeah, just get a loss out of the way. There's nothing wrong with that. Only one team's, you know, had a perfect season, so you're fine if you take a loss, but not this week. I think the Bills would be energized if they won this game thinking, hey, we can go get that one seed now. We can get home field advantage through the playoffs. And it would swing the entire AFC playoff picture if they were able to pull this off against the Chiefs, who don't seem to lose to anybody. They just find weird, unusual ways to win every week.
There we go. We got your Sunday set. Cleveland and New Orleans, 2-7 and 3-7. That's your noon game, Central Time. And then Kansas City, 9-0 in Buffalo at 3:25. There you go. You're set. Frank, we appreciate your time, man. I really do. Frank Schwab, NFL writer with Yahoo Sports. Have a great weekend, and hopefully you won't get too much snow there in Colorado.
Yeah, I can't deal with any more of it, so I appreciate it, guys.
My goodness. Frank, it's November. We got a long way to go. You're going to get some more snow. Be safe. Oh, thank you.
No. Appreciate it.
Frank Schwab, NFL writer for Yahoo Sports.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.